man's best friend. You know who I'm talking about. Oh, my little Gina, certainly among my best friends, loyal, protective, and a good listener. It's because of this that in many instances, dogs are also law enforcement's best friend, or so we thought. Turns out that dogs make terrible cops. Joining me now is Radley Balco of Reason Magazine. Radley's recent article, The Mind of a Police Dog, How Misconceptions About Dogs Can Lead to Abuse of Humans, is available on Reason.com. Radley, welcome back to Freedom Watch. So the police have been using police dogs for years, sometimes to sniff for evidence in places where humans aren't there, sometimes to sort of tell the cop, well, that's the bad guy, you better search his car or search his pockets. How reliable are police dogs when their noses or their instincts lead them to evidence, or what the police tell us is evidence?
Well, their noses themselves are pretty exceptional, Judge. They've been, you know, fine-tuned over millions of years. So they do have the ability to sniff out suspects, to sniff out drugs. The problem is that domesticated dogs have actually been bred to please us, to make their owners, to make their masters happy. And so what we're finding in some controlled tests that have been done lately is that when you sort of adjust for that, when you make it so that the handler doesn't have suspicions about who's guilty or who's not or where the drugs are, the dogs do fine. When the handler becomes involved and his suspicions sort of play into the equation of whether the dog alerts or not, the dogs do really, really poorly. In fact, in some cases, less than 50%. In some cases, there was one test where they did 144 tests in this church where they told the handlers that they had hidden drugs and explosives. And in fact, they hadn't in any. There weren't any at all. So any alert that the dog did in that church would have been incorrect. It would have been a false alert. And only 21 of the 144 searches did the dog correctly go through the church without alerting.
Let me make sure I get this straight. And I read the article and the piece about the test in the church is extraordinary because so few of the dogs were right and so many were wrong. If the dog senses what the handler wants, the dog, just because of its genetic makeup, may be more intent upon pleasing the handler than in finding what the dog was sent to find. And on that basis, people can have their bodies, their cars, and their homes searched, and the courts have upheld it.
They have, and I think it's because the courts, and this is a problem with a lot of the, as I'm sure you know, a problem with the way a lot of science is used in the courtroom, which is that the science itself may be sound, but we have to sort of factor in human error and human bias and the way that the science can be, you know, used and abused by state officials. And that's really, I think, what has been left out of the equation with dogs. But that's correct. I mean, the Supreme Court has ruled that a dog's alert basically establishes probable cause for a very thorough search of your car or your house and your person. But not only that, I mean, you know, under asset forfeiture, they can take away your car because the dog's alert establishes a connection to drug activity.
Is this because judges like me love dogs and so we want to believe them? I mean, there's no scientific basis for the dog to tell the cop, yes, break down into that house, and for the judges to say what the dog said was a valid probable cause. There's no science behind that.
Well, I mean, I think this is the fundamental problem. Again, this is the science itself, or the ability of dogs to detect these scents, it isn't in dispute. They certainly can. The problem is that we don't factor our own errors into this, and it has never been done that way. And, you know, there are people who have actually been convicted of murder wrongly, later exonerated and freed, but they were convicted because of a scent lineup in which a dog and his handler were able to, you know, trace the scent on the victim's clothes to the defendant or the other way around.
Tough stuff. Radley, thanks very much for joining us, as always.